Jews around the world like to say concerning Hitler's Holocaust, never again. We wish they were right, but they couldn't be more wrong. The Bible tells us there's another Jewish Holocaust coming in the times just ahead. We'll look at the prophecy today.
You're listening to an End of the Age Encore presentation.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this hurts me to even talk about it because I love the Jewish people so much. I've been there to Israel about 40 times. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, the Jews like to say, never again. We will never march off like lambs to the slaughter as we did in Nazi Germany back during World War II. However, it pains me to tell you, it is going to happen again. So that you can see the prophecy for yourself, I want to take you right now to Daniel chapter number 12, verse number 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And listen close, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. So let's pause a moment to analyze where this particular prophecy fits in. This prophecy is for the final 3.5 years. We talk a lot on this program about a 7-year period that's coming that will begin with the signing of an Arab-Israeli peace agreement. And then the last 3.5 years of that 7 years is going to be a time called the Great Tribulation. If you read on down in Daniel chapter number 12, you'll see in about verse 7, someone asks, so how long till the end of all these wonders? And the individual said, until a time and times and half a time, which is biblical terminology for 3.5 years. So as we see this prophecy about this time of trouble that's coming, a time such as never been before nor ever again shall be, this is a time just ahead. There are 1.6 million Jews living in Europe right now. The Bible prophesies that Europe is going to be the headquarters for the one world government of the end time. It will be the power base of the Antichrist. That's the reason when we look at this, we say, we wish it were true, never again. Now, the reason the Jews say never again is because now they have their own land. They didn't have their own home in 1945, 1939 through 45. And yet today they do. They have a strong army. They have their own government. They have nuclear weapons. And yet they say, never again. We're never going to go down without a fight. Well, it's true about them. But what about all the Jews that are not in Israel today? If I had the power, I would speak to every Jew in Europe and say, you must get out. Either get to the United States or get to Israel as soon as you possibly can. That's not just the Jews in Europe, but all over the world. There's 3 or 4 million Jews right now outside the safety of Israel and the United States of America. That's the reason this prophecy exists. There's going to be a time of trouble, such as never has been before, no, nor ever again shall be. The reports are coming to us often through the news about increase of anti-Semitic hate crimes. This particular article is entitled Anti-Semitic Hate Crimes in Sweden Rise by 53% to All-Time High. This is from the Israel National News just today. All-time high. The number of anti-Semitic hate crimes recorded in Sweden rose to a record high last year, jumping 53% over 2016 figures. Government statistics show a 53% jump in just 2 years. The 2018 report, which the Swedish National Council for Crime Prevention published Thursday, listed 280 anti-Semitic hate crimes that year, compared to 182 in 2016. The latest numbers are the highest on record since at least 2006, when the council began collecting aggregated data. So this is so critical for us to understand. When the Jews yearningly and hopefully say, never again. We have powerful weapons. We have sovereignty. We have even nuclear weapons. Israel doesn't admit to having nuclear weapons, but she doesn't deny it either. But they do have nuclear weapons. I've seen their nuclear plant, and they don't have any nuclear electricity. They do have. And so they say, never again. But your Bible says, sadly, it's going to happen again. Then shall be time of trouble, such as never been before, no, nor ever again shall be.
About our trip, it was a wonderful experience. We totally enjoyed the time spent with other believers, worshiping and experiencing the places where Christ walked. One of our favorites was being on Mount Moriah, where the Holy of Holies are, the Dome of the Spirit. And oh, the teachings that Brother Baxter did was so enlightening. It was so much to take in. It will take us another month or two to really grasp the full extent of the knowledge we received on this trip. Our tour guide in Israel was fantastic. He was very knowledgeable. I think God chose him just for us. Thanks, Jana. Our lives will never be the same. We will try to do this tour again. Mike and Julie L., Cayman Islands.
Join us May 1st through May 16th, 2020, for a trip to the wonderful land of Israel and the Holy Roman Empire reborn.
We've seen Bible prophecy fulfilled like never before. From the halls of the United Nations to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, End Time Ministries continues to reveal the Bible prophecy in the news headlines around the world every day. Whether it's through our broadcast or online at our Jerusalem Prophecy College, your gifts enable us to put vital materials in the hands of those who need it most. Because of you, we continue to replace fear with faith in the hearts of Christians around the world. We will continue to see prophecy come to pass at an even swifter pace. We need your support. Your donation of any amount enables us to continue to broadcast and be a voice in the ever-growing censored media. To become a partner or give a one-time gift, visit endtime.com or call 1-800-END-TIME right now. That's 800-363-8463. Go online now. Visit endtime.com.
You're listening to an End of the Age Encore presentation.
Another article detailing the rise in anti-Semitism around the world is entitled Jews Under Attack 81 Years After Kristallnacht. Now, in case you're not familiar with the term Kristallnacht, that means the night of the broken glass. That's when Hitler turned his people loose and they went through the Jewish business sectors and started breaking the windows of the business establishment. This article was just featured today, Israel National News, November the 4th. Listen to a couple of excerpts from it. In a special emergency conference held today at Beit Hanasi in Jerusalem, President Reuven Riblin met with special envoys and coordinators for combating anti-Semitism from Europe and the United States. Katharina von Schnurbein, European Commission Coordinator on Combating Antisemitism, said this: in this campaign, we face challenges around legitimate discussions on the banning of kosher slaughter of animals or the banning of circumcision. Now, what are we talking about here? Throughout Europe, there's a tremendous wave of resistance building up against people circumcising their little boys. Of course, Jewish people, ever since the days of Abraham, have done this. Now they're saying, wait, they're not old enough to make their own decision, and then if you do this, it's irreversible. Therefore, they're trying to pass laws against circumcising your children. They want to control that. Furthermore, they also are passing laws against kosher slaughtering. They say that animals, before they're slaughtered, should be pre-stunned. That way, they're sort of knocked out before they're actually killed. However, Jews are instructed, the sacrifices you bring to me, I'm talking about in the Old Testament now, under the law, the sacrifices you bring to me are to be whole, without blemish, without injury. So the Jews don't believe that they can pre-stun their sacrifices. Consequently, this is a big conflict throughout Europe, so extreme that many Jews think they're going to have to get out of Europe right away. So that's what this article is all about. In his remarks opening the conference, the president said, soon we will mark the 81st anniversary of Kristallnacht. We must always remember that if anti-Semitism is not stopped in time, it quickly goes from words to broken glass, violence, and murder. We must take bold action. We must be extremely concerned that anti-Semitism is rising around the world. Let's pause for just a moment to make sure that we all get the message. It's sometimes difficult for young people to wind back the clock and to remember how things were. Now, that's what history's for, but a lot of times we don't get it. Let me take you back to what happened during World War II. The pressure began to come on. First of all, Jews were forced to live in particular areas in what they called ghettos. And then the time came when they were forced to wear a badge, a yellow star. It was law. You had to do it. If you were stopped and you were Jewish and you did not have the yellow star on, there were severe punishments. So when all this pressure was coming on, the Jewish people around the world sent young men to the peoples of Germany and also throughout Europe. They knocked on their doors and they said, listen, you've got to get out. This is not as bad as it's going to get. There's disaster coming. You're going to be killed if you stay here. But the Jews shrugged it off. They had their businesses. They had their homes. They had their families. They thought, oh, this will just blow over like many other things have. So they didn't pay any attention until it was too late. When it was too late, many of these families sent for those very runners that had knocked on their door, urging them to leave. And they said, listen, we're ready to go now. Please help us out. I read one book where this young Jewish runner slammed his fist on the table and said, I tried to get you to leave and you wouldn't listen. Now it's too late. I can't help you. The result was families, Jewish families, put their valuables together. They called in their 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old teenagers and said, Mom and Dad are not going to make it. Here, you take our possessions. Make your way to Israel and make a life for yourself. And that's the story of so many families. That's what happened. That's what they did. Because you see, when the signs were there, they refused to believe them. Well, that's what they're saying is happening right now. The article goes on to say, it is inconceivable that 81 years after Kristallnacht, synagogues from Pittsburgh to Halle are under attack, the president added. It is inconceivable that Jews are afraid to wear a kippah in the street and that Jewish school children feel the need to hide their identity. We must not accept the fact that in marches in Belgium, on the pages of the New York Times, and in official media across the Arab world, anti-Semitic cartoons are printed and displayed. Anti-Semitism has developed and adopted new guises. It comes from the hard right, the hard left, and from radical Islam. It's expressed online, in the streets, in academia, and more positions of power. Anti-Semitism is spreading to parliaments and political parties in the West, the British Labour Party, and the Austrian Hard Right Party, and in other countries. Now, let's pause for just a moment here. What are they talking about? Well, this is actually happening throughout Europe. Jewish people in France and throughout Europe will tell you that before they go out, they make sure the men to remove their little kippah hat that identifies them as Jewish. If they have the gold Star of David around their neck, they tuck it inside their clothing. They don't dare go out with the fringes that identify them as Jews. And anything else that might let people know, because they may be assaulted, spit upon, kicked. They may be attacked on the subways. I mean, these things are happening with increasing regularity today throughout Europe. That's the reason I'm here to tell you that there is another Jewish Holocaust ahead. And the Jews of Europe are the most vulnerable because Europe already is seized with the spirit of the Antichrist. They're already against Jewishness. Now then, that 50 million Muslims have now moved into Europe and they're growing in power and strength, and they're not hesitant at all to attack the Jewish people, to have demonstrations openly on the streets against Jewish people. Now, you combine that with the resurgence of anti-Semitism that many German families never got over. You know, it went underground after Adolf Hitler was defeated, and many of the Germans did renounce it. But there were other Germans that supposedly renounced it, but down in their heart they still believed that the Jews were the scourge of the earth and the root of all their problems. They still bought in to the argument of Adolf Hitler himself in his famous book Mein Kampf, when he said the Jews are the core problem of the entire world. He attempted to totally wipe them off the planet. He called it the final solution. You can read it for yourself in his book, Mein Kampf. And by the way, more and more students around Germany are reading Mein Kampf again. So that's the reason why the president of Israel felt so compelled to hold this special conference of people from around the world, asking them to go back to their nations, to their homes, and to devise ways to counteract anti-Semitism. However, it's going to fail. We read at the beginning, Daniel chapter number 12, verse number 1, where the scripture tells us plainly, there's a time of trouble coming just ahead, such as never has been before, nor ever again shall be. It's not just in Daniel 12. You can also read about it in Revelation chapter number 12. It talks there about a time of trouble. Did you notice in Daniel 12, it was the angel Michael that stood up to fight for the Jewish people? Well, in Revelation 12, it's Michael again that's standing up to fight against the forces of evil and for the people of God. That's not coincidental. And even Jesus Christ himself talked about the coming Holocaust. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, Jesus referring to an event that will happen during the final 7 years, actually halfway through the final 7 years. Jesus said, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those which be in Judea flee into the mountains. If you're on the housetop, don't even take time to come down to grab your clothing out of your bedroom. Hit the ground running. If you're in the field, don't come back to grab your billfold. Flee immediately, for then shall be tribulation such as never was before, no, nor ever again shall be. Jesus Christ himself made the prophecy, and the timing is the same in all three of those passages. In Daniel chapter 12, 3.5 years left. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 through 12, 3.5 years left. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 15 through 21, it happens at the abomination of desolation, which occurs when there's 3.5 years left. So this prophecy, given at least three extensive and outstanding times, tell us that a time of trouble is coming again. And it is. Let me just say to you that End Time Ministries loves the Jewish people. And we actually are preparing to help them in this coming Holocaust. We have a thing called the Israel Project. If you would like to contribute to that and help us, we want to be equipped to help the Jewish people as all this is converging upon them. So if you'd like to contribute, just make your donation to End Time Ministries and then in the footnote, the Israel Project, because we intend to be on the front lines fighting to help the Jewish people. Now, if they're in Israel, there's going to be places of safety there. If they're in the United States of America, there's going to be places of safety here. But other Jews around the world are going to be horribly vulnerable. Therefore, all of us, I'm sure, if you love the Lord and if you're a Christian, you have a heart for Israel and you want to help them. And if you do, I'm inviting you to do that. Now, the article goes on to say, we must act now, said President Rivlin. We must use all legal tools at our disposal to prevent hate crimes and to prosecute them. We must ensure the security of Jewish communities, not just accept as fact that schools and synagogues needs guards, walls, and gates. That's not normal. Security does not solve the problem of anti-Semitism. It just shows its severity. In the field of education, we must find new ways to pass on the legacy of the Holocaust to a generation of young people who will never know survivors. We must develop regulations and technology to prevent anti-Semitism and incitement on social networks. After all that is done, I'm sorry to say it's still not going to work, but there are things that the Jewish people can do. They can move now ahead of time. They can heed the warning voice. Yes, get out of Europe. Get to Israel. Get to America. Those are the two places that the Bible prophesies will be places of safety during the coming Holocaust, just ahead of us now. I've got one more article I'd like to share with you. German Jews and Muslims worry as far-right party makes electoral gains. This comes from the Jerusalem Post on October the 29th. Out of Berlin, electoral gains by Germany's strongest far-right party has Jews and Muslims here worried. Winning 23.4% of the vote in Sunday's parliamentary election, the anti-immigrant Alternative for Germany, or AfD party, propelled by male voters and those under the age of 60, is now the second strongest party in the former East German state of Thuringia. AfD politicians have trivialized the Nazi era. They've expressed open nationalism and fomented hatred against minorities, including the Jewish community, Knobloch said, accusing the party of preparing the ground for exclusion and right-wing extremist violence. AfD has also finished second in parliamentary elections this year in the states of Saxony and in Brandenburg. Ayman Majek, head of the Central Council of Muslims in Germany, in a tweet said that so many voters supporting a right-wing radical party is much worse than merely a warning sign. Meanwhile, a newly released study shows an increase in open anti-Semitism in Germany. Felix Klein, Germany's commissioner on fighting anti-Semitism, said that while anti-Semitism was present previously, people are now expressing it more openly. He accused AfD of contributing to the problem. So yes, there is another Jewish Holocaust just ahead. We may have a 2 or 3 year window to fight it. And End Time Ministries intends to play a key role in fighting it. If you want to join us and would like to contribute, simply send your donation to End Time Ministries and let our operators here know that this is for the Israel Project. The Bible says, work while it's day. The night comes when no man can work. You can call us right now, 1-800-END-TIME, or you can contact us through our website, endtime.com.
Move Mountains with Irvin Baxter. This book by Irvin's grandson provides 30 days of devotion that will enhance your relationship with God and others. Authentic illustrations from early morning devotions at End Time will help you find your purpose and eliminate fears. Commit to taking this 30-day journey and experience real life change. Get your book for only $14.99. Call 1-800-363-8463 or go to endtime.com/move.
If ever people needed to hear the unvarnished truth, it is now. There are some subjects that are not politically correct to talk about, but they're urgent. That's why I'm grateful for End Time Magazine. If you're not a subscriber, you're missing information that will impact your life. End Time has a bi-monthly magazine that explains how current events are fulfilling Bible prophecy. You can get a 2-year subscription for only $29. You can also get a bulk subscription and pass them out to your church. We have gotten reports that End Time Magazine has caused spiritual awakenings in churches when they see the prophecies being fulfilled right now. You can start your own ministry and lead them in doctor's offices, libraries, laundromats. You never know if you might be responsible for saving someone who is searching for the unvarnished truth. That's what the magazine has done in many lives. Call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463 and get your subscription today.
If your station only carries the first 30 minutes of End of the Age, go to endtime.com and click the watch button to continue today's broadcast. You can also finish up later by clicking the archive button.
You're listening to an End of the Age Encore presentation.
I will be taking your calls in this half of our program. The number to call to be on the air with me, 877-END-TIME, 877-363-8463. Let's go now to Bridget calling, and this is a Facebook caller. And Bridget wants to know, is being christened the same thing as being born again? And the answer to that is no, it's not. Now, let me explain in very simple language. Since Jesus said, except a person is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God, that's a very clear statement. It becomes absolutely vital that all of us really understand what it means to be born again. Let me walk you through that real quickly, Bridget. Number one, Jesus purchased our salvation through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. That was when salvation was authored on the cross of Calvary. So there are three steps to the cross: death, burial, and resurrection. So Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again, and that's when he authored the plan of being born again. After all, if you die, you're buried, and raised again, you're born again. Very simple. Now, that's the way Jesus authored the plan of salvation. Then he looked at you and me and said, now you must be born again. So the question arises, so do we have to die, be buried, and raise again in order to be born again? Not literally, but spiritually, the answer is yes. The Bible teaches the first step to receiving what Christ did at Calvary is a spiritual death called repentance. And that's when we die to self and say, from now on, Jesus is the Lord of my life. And we do our best from that day forward to live like he wants us to live, to go like where he wants us to go, to say what he wants to say. We give our life to Jesus Christ. We die to self. Then the next step of being born again, the Bible says we're buried with Christ in baptism. So when you are baptized by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ, that's when you take on the burial of Jesus Christ. That's the second step. That's the reason all baptism in the Bible was done by immersion. There's not one instance of anyone being sprinkled for baptism. That's a man-made doctrine. It's not a biblical doctrine. And then the Bible teaches that after we're baptized, we will be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's the resurrection power. The Bible says if the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will also quicken your mortal body and raise it up in that day. So what is being born again then? To be born again is to repent. That's when you turn around and say, from now on, I'm not going to do what I want to do. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. So you die to self. You become alive to God. He becomes your Lord and your Savior. The second thing is you are buried with Christ in baptism. And the third thing is you've received the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to give you a scripture that states this all so plainly. And it was actually given by the Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost, the first day that a person could be born again. So I'd like for you to write this scripture down so you can read it after the program is over. The scripture is Acts chapter number 2, verse number 38. There were people there that Peter was preaching to, and they become condemned when they realized that they had killed their Messiah. And they said in verse 37 to Peter, what shall we do? And then Peter gave this very simple answer. And I'm quoting it. Then Peter said to them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I already told you that, but I just wanted you to hear it from the words of the Apostle Peter when he very clearly stated it. So don't forget, read it carefully. Acts chapter 2, verse number 38. If you don't know where the book of Acts is in the Bible, it's the fifth book in the New Testament. So go there, read Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and it's in very plain language. That's what it takes to be born again. We do have some lines open right now. I know a lot of people try to get through and the lines are packed. So if you'd like to be on the air with us, the number to call is 877-END-TIME, 877-363-8463. All of us have been following Israeli elections. I do not know what's going to happen. I do know eventually there's going to be a government. And I do know that President Trump has promised, as soon as the government is formed, he is going to put his peace plan, called the Deal of the Century, on the table. I'm talking about the greatest prophetic fulfillment in 2,000 years. I don't know how we get from where we are today to there, but we're going to get there. Now, that's not all that's happening. All of a sudden, Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinians, has announced that there's going to be new elections held. I read an article today that said it can be expected for February, which, of course, is just about 3 months away. So if they have new elections, and already one man that plans to run against Mahmoud Abbas, he's already thrown his hat in the ring as of today. So the leadership is shaking on the Palestinian side. Also, the leadership is in a state of flux on the Israeli side. There is not one doubt in my mind that Almighty God is behind the scenes pulling the strings, because we're too close to the end time for it not to be true. We're too close for God not to have his hand on the scales in the background. You do know the Bible says that God puts kings up, that God puts kings down. Consequently, you know that God is behind the scenes in all of this right now. And since we know that, I cannot tell you today how it's going to turn out. I can tell you, though, there is going to be a peace agreement signed between Palestinians and Israelis. And that peace agreement is going to trigger the final 7 years. And that final 7 years will lead us, culminate with the Battle of Armageddon and the physical second coming of Jesus to this earth. Could we be 7 years or 8 years away from the literal return of Jesus Christ to this earth? Do you remember in Acts chapter number 1, he leads his disciples out to the edge of Jerusalem, up on top of the Mount of Olives, and there he lifts his hands and blesses them. He gives them a commandment. Do not leave Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. And then he blessed them, and to their shock, his feet left the ground and he headed skyward. They're watching this happen. He didn't just disappear. It was a gradual thing. They watched him go. The Bible says they watched until a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they're still looking up, hoping to catch one more glimpse of him, wondering what's going to happen. Will he come back? What's going to happen? The Bible says there appeared behind them two men in white apparel, saying, "You men of Galilee, why are you standing, gazing up into heaven? Don't you know that this same Jesus that's just been taken away from you into heaven shall so come again, in like manner as you have seen him go? Therefore, go back to Jerusalem like he told you, and wait there for the promise of the Father." Well, they did. That was 2,000 years ago. They had no idea back at that time that there was going to be a 2,000-year gap between when he left and when he returned. Now, having the advantage of hindsight and the prophecies of the Scripture, we now know that that is true. And here we are approaching that time once again. It's going to be so interesting. And all of these political maneuverings in Israel, don't you ever doubt it. They all are marching straight towards the prophetic fulfillment of what Jesus said to us. All right, we're going to the phones now. Monica is calling from New Mexico. Hello, Monica.
Hi, God bless you, Mr. Baxter. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm Monica. I'm calling from Champaign, New Mexico, and my question is concerning the second coming of Jesus.
Okay.
Okay, as far as I'm concerned, to my understanding, I was always told that Jesus could come back any time after the abomination of desolation. And I know that in Matthew 24, it says that after the tribulation of those days, is there a chance that Jesus could come back after the abomination of desolation, before the 7 years has ended?
No, there's no chance of that, Monica, because you quoted the scripture. You quoted Matthew chapter 24, verse 29, where Jesus said, immediately after the tribulation of those days. The tribulation starts at the abomination of desolation, and it goes for the next 3.5 years until the end of the tribulation. And then Jesus said, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars will fall from heaven, then shall appear the sign of the coming of the Son of Man. He will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather his elect from the four winds of heaven, from one end to the other. So Jesus very clearly taught us there that the second coming, the gathering together of his saints to him, would happen after the tribulation.
Thank you so much, Dr. Baxter.
Okay, well, you're welcome, Monica. And it's so good that we have God's Word that can really help us to know what to think and what to believe. God bless you.
Amen.
And let's go. Do we have time? I think so. Let's go now to Kenya, calling from South Carolina. Hello, Kenya.
Hello, Pastor Irving. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Good. My question was, how do you memorize Scripture concerning Bible prophecy? I see you always quoting the scripture, and, you know, I just wanted to know, do you have a system or...
No, actually, I actually don't have a system, Kenya. I have just been over these prophecies so many times, I didn't even try to memorize them. But I just have gone over them and over them and over them until one day I found myself not having to even look at the Bible any longer because I've been over them so many times. You know, they say that repetition is the law of learning, and that's the way I have done it. I didn't even do it on purpose, but it's just been a natural result of being so hungry to know that I kept on just pouring over it. I know when I first started trying to understand the book of Revelation, I went through the book of Revelation 30 times in, actually 19 times in 30 days. And so when you go over and over something, after a while, some of it starts to stick in your mind. And so that's the way I learn the scriptures. I suppose that's probably the way anybody's going to learn them.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, you're most welcome. But isn't it important to know the scriptures? Because the Bible says, "Thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." So it is God's will for us to know the scriptures. "Thy word, O Lord, is a lamp to my feet, it's a light to my path." So if we have the scriptures at our disposal and a question pops into our mind and we can immediately quote the scripture that answers the question, what a blessing that is. And any of you can do that. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to End of the Age.
Does the book of Revelation frighten you? Do its symbols confuse you? For centuries, the book of Revelation has been misunderstood and misinterpreted. In Revelation, The Unveiling of Jesus Christ, Volume 1, Irvin Baxter unlocks the mystery of the book of Revelation with in-depth analysis and commentary like you've never heard before. This 10-part definitive DVD series and 268-page comprehensive commentary book covers the first 12 chapters of the book of Revelation, featuring on-location photography, classic artwork, and symbolic illustrations. You'll walk away with complete understanding and peace about the events happening during the final years on Earth. These comprehensive study tools, available for $299, will deepen your biblical understanding as you dig into the original intent of the book, answering the mysterious prophecies and symbols of the book of Revelation. Don't miss this special offer. Call now, 1-800-END-TIME, or go to endtime.com to order. Call or go online now to get this comprehensive Bible study.
You're listening to an End of the Age Encore presentation.
Let me pause a moment to say to you, I haven't mentioned this for a little while on our program, but one of the best things you can do to really acquire a comprehensive knowledge of God's Word is to become a member of the Jerusalem Prophecy College. We're talking about 155 lessons, a total of 11 semesters, and you can join that. It's the best thing that I know of available that will really put together God's plan and an overview of His Word. There's actually one semester called Understanding the Bible. In that particular semester, we start in the book of Genesis and go all the way through to the book of Revelation. That particular semester has 18 lessons in it. And I would highly recommend that to you because it sort of encapsulates everything from Genesis to Revelation. But the best thing I can tell you is enroll in the Jerusalem Prophecy College. I wish you would do it today because you're going to need this knowledge. If they get that government in Israel, and they're going to, and then if President Trump presents his peace plan, and then if it were adopted, you're going to want to already have completed the Jerusalem Prophecy College because you will enter the most intense 7 years of prophetic fulfillment in the history of the world. And I'm not overstating that. In the history of the world, we are moving right now straight into the teeth of the final 7 years. It's during that 7 year period that more prophetic fulfillment will take place than has ever taken place in any other 7 year period since the world began. You can understand these things. It's not complex. I mean, if you understand me when I'm teaching here on the radio, that's the way I've taught the whole college. I teach it so the average person can understand it. You don't have to have a theological degree. All you have to do is have common sense. So anyway, you can go to JerusalemProphecyCollege.com. There you can register and enroll in your first semester. You're going to listen to me teach the lesson. Then there's a quiz at the end of the lesson. You'll take the quiz and you'll push the submit button. It'll grade it for you. If you pass, you go on to the next lesson and so on and so forth. It's so drop dead simple. And the very first course, I believe you get 18 lessons in that very first course. There is a small fee. And this fee is designed to keep the college going. I don't even want to call it tuition because tuitions are very expensive. Now, you can call it what you want to. You know, most tuitions, you're talking about hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars per semester. Harvard, I understand, does about $40,000 a semester. Well, we have $59 for a semester. So let's say you take 3 months per semester. And you can go faster or you can go slower. You work at your own speed. But let's say you go 3 months. That means $59 every 3 months. It's really a very, very small amount. It's almost embarrassing to call it tuition. But the reason we put it so low is not because it's not worth it. It's because we want every human being on the planet to be able to do it. And so consequently, we've set this so low. So go to JerusalemProphecyCollege.com, register, get going today, because God's going to need you in these final 7 years that we may enter within a matter of months, really. So get going right now. There's no time to waste. Let's get right back to the phones. Jim is calling from Florida. Hello, Jim.
Praise the Lord, Irvin.
This must be Jim in the truck.
It's Jim in the truck. Hey, brother, how you doing there?
I'm doing fine. What's on your mind today, Jim?
You know, thinking about where we came from, and we all live in a fallen nature, the Jews throughout their history have been replete with going in cycles and starting off with, like, maybe King Saul and wanting what the other nations have, which was a huge mistake. But God, knowing the end from the beginning, saw all these things happening, and we need to understand that when they look at the Jews like that, that they ought to be looking at themselves, because we're the ones, if we find this truth, are grafted into this truth. So, man, I feel the Spirit of God talk about this. You know, they're under the demonic influence because the Bible says, because they haven't received the love of the truth, that they're gonna hate the truth. And they're going to hate God's chosen people. So they are God's chosen people. We have to defend them. Is there any way that we can get them out of Europe and warn them? I love what you said, and I hated it too, that they would, the guys that were the runners, and then the guy slammed his fist on the table and told them, you should have listened to me. Will they listen this time if we warn them?
Well, Jim, we may have a way of reaching the Jews of Europe. I'm going to be meeting with some high officials in the Jewish government within the next week or two. And I'm going to ask them to make a list of Jews in Europe available to us so that we could send emails to all of them offering to help get them out, warning them, telling them what's coming. So I'd like to ask all of our listeners today, please be praying over the next week or two that God will show me favor with these officials, because I want so much to help the Jewish people. The Bible says that they are beloved for the Father's sake. And also, the Bible says there's getting ready to be a great Jewish revival during this final 7 years. So please, everybody be praying about that. And I thank you. I got to let you go, Jim, because we're almost out of time. Let me get right on to my next caller, Michael, calling from, is that Missouri, I think? Hello, Michael.
Hi, Mr. Baxter. Maryland. Michael, Maryland. Thank you.
Maryland. Sorry, I couldn't see the word very clear.
I just had a question. I thought the Bible said that the Antichrist is the one that brings the peace deal to Israel. So what's the President Trump play in all of it?
Well, your question's a very good one. The Bible says that the Antichrist will confirm the covenant with many. The key word there is many, for a 7-year period. So it will not just be the Antichrist. There's going to be many parties participating in this peace agreement. And we can already see that developing, because President Trump and his son-in-law Jared Kushner had been meeting with Saudi Arabia, with the United Arab Emirates, with Jordan, with Egypt, also with Bahrain, many other countries. So I'm anticipating that many, I would not be surprised, but what Vladimir Putin of Russia will be a party to it, that the United Nations will be involved. So you're absolutely right. The Antichrist is going to be involved, but he will not be the only one. And it appears we may not know who he is after the peace agreement is signed. We'll recognize the agreement, but we may not know who he is, because the Bible says that the man of sin will be revealed when he sits in the temple of God claiming to be God. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. So we cannot see clearly how all this is going to happen, but you're absolutely correct to question the terminology there. Now that Trump cannot be the Antichrist, because the Antichrist is not going to come from America. The Bible teaches America will be defending Israel against the Antichrist. So it's not possible for Trump to be the Antichrist. The Antichrist must come out of Europe. We're just going to have to wait and see how all this unfolds, but it's going to be incredibly interesting.
Well, according to Deuteronomy, God doesn't want anyone else but Israelites there in the land. He doesn't want it split up, so, well, then isn't President Trump kind of helping the Antichrist plan to split the land?
Well, we have not seen Trump's plan yet, right? It's still not yet put on the table. And you're right that God does not want the land split up at all. Even the Jews are going to cooperate in the splitting up of the land. Already, Benjamin Netanyahu has made the statement that he has a plan whereby no Jew will live under Palestinian control and no Palestinian will live under Jewish control. There was a map published to show how this is going to be done. I have a copy of that map. So, again, Netanyahu should not do it. No Jewish leader should do it. No American leader should do it. No leader in the world should do it. But they're going to. Israel has made many mistakes before. They're getting ready to make another big one. And that 7-year agreement they're going to sign, the judgment for that mistake, for disobeying God, is going to be the battle called the Battle of Armageddon. Fortunately, at Armageddon, when Israel teeters on the brink of defeat, then Jesus Christ will come to the earth, fight for the Jews, and that's when he turns back to the Jews. So that's the way the whole thing is going to come together. Michael, got to let you go. I'm almost out of time. Let me get right now. Let's go to Leroy. Is it Leroy calling from Illinois? Hello, Leroy.
Hello there.
You're on the air.
All right. I just wanted to call in and let you know we just received the revelation of Jesus Christ, And I have been doing the end time now since 2015, and we're getting ready to start your new series tonight. And we're just so excited. It's just wonderful.
Well, thank you very much, Leroy, and I am excited about that as well. I've been dreaming of putting that together for a long time, and fortunately, we've now got Volume 1 out there, and I'm so excited you're going to be using that in your Bible study starting tonight. And for all those out there that may not know what Leroy is talking about, we just have come out with our new Revelation commentary. It's called Revelation, the Unveiling of Jesus Christ. And it covers the book of Revelation from chapter 1 through chapter number 12 in depth. It's a total of 10 animated DVDs. And it comes with a hardback book, beautiful hardback book. I wrote that myself. And it covers, it's a companion with the DVDs. If any of you out there are interested, you can order that right now. We have them in stock, and people are loving it everywhere they get it. So if you'd like to call us, 800 End Times the Number, and ask for the new Revelation commentary, and our operators will be glad to tell you all about that. Or you can order it from our website. Leroy, thank you very much. Appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah, you're certainly welcome. And I just wanted to say that when I took that package in my hand, I won't tell you what, I literally cried over it. It just felt the presence of God. It was just wonderful. And I viewed several of them myself, and it is just so exciting. I just couldn't tell. So I wanted to call you and thank you. And I sure appreciate your work. And our love and prayers are for the End Time Ministries, and we're praying for your health. We pray that God just keeps you in his hand and really blesses the work that you're doing. So thank you very much for all you're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate it so much, Leroy. Thank you so very much. And I'm going to jam in one more caller here. It's all I have time for. Dennis is calling from Indiana. Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
You're on the air?
Hey, Mr. Baxter, this is Dennis.
Yes, what's your question?
Yeah, I was wondering if you know anything about the thing in the heavens. That's when they're going to kick off the war from Russia and Iran and all them.
Well, here's what I know. Ezekiel chapter 38 describes that war. It describes a war where Russia, Iran, Turkey, and other nations will come down against Israel for the Battle of Armageddon. I'm not sure about signs in the heavens, but I can tell you we have very explicit description right there in Ezekiel 38. Sorry, that's all I have time for. It's been a great day today. Thank you for joining me, and we'll be right back here tomorrow. God bless you all. You've been listening to End of the Age. 800 End Time is our number.
This has been End of the Age, brought to you by the faithful partners of End Time Ministries. If you're not currently a partner with End Time Ministries, or if you would like more information, we invite you to call us at 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463, or visit us online at endtime.com.